Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, yesterday you knew it was going to be a battle. Duluth forces game three. Looking back on last night's game, you really couldn't have asked any more of your team, could you have?
Not really, Kelly. I mean, you could certainly look at the power play opportunities and play the woulda, shoulda, coulda, but that's not fair. I mean, it's we created chances. Steph hits that post. It hits the inside of the post and slides across the goal line, and Black came up with some nice saves. But in terms of how we played our team game, I thought we were better Saturday than we were Friday, and we gave ourselves an opportunity. It was a 0-0 game with under 10 to go or somewhere in that fashion, and they got a break and they capitalized on it, and on the other side we just weren't able to. So credit Black, that she came up with some big saves, but I really liked the way our team played.
Coach, halfway through the second period, game got a little physical. Did you have to make any adjustments to how your team played?
No, not really. I mean, it's an emotional game, and like we talked to you after the game yesterday, you have to play the game with emotion, you have to play the game with passion. Things are going to happen. I mean, that's just part of it. You got to try to stay in the moment, stay disciplined, and move on.
Well, just like the regular season series against this Bulldog team, your team won the first game, lost the second game, did the same the second series, and then of course this weekend. Do you sense a trend?
I hope so. I like the way that's trending. But you look at their roster, you look at ours. I mean, they have. Certainly a lot more scoring is spread out through their team. They've got a number of players with over 20 points, and their defenseman Laquette's got close to 30. I mean, they've got a very highly skilled team. But it doesn't matter who we're going to play. We've talked about this, Kelly. We're going to go out and play our game and do the things that are going to allow us to be successful. And I liked our compete level. I've liked it every time we've played this team. And it's not a comfort level, but we're just going to go out and play hard. We've had six great games with them, and I'm anticipating a seventh.
We've talked all season about that list of things that you have every game of what you want your team to do. What's at the top of the list today?
Well, you worry about having maybe a bit of a hangover in terms of how, playing so well and then coming up short. And I just told them again that you got to focus on your love for playing this game and your love for competition and focus on that, because if you worry about the fear of failure, that's when pressure can get to you. And I told them we got to enjoy this and just go out and have fun and play our game. And we're just going to continue to play the way we're played. That's on our end, get pucks to the net. I mean, all the things we've talked about, we don't have to make any changes. We just gotta continue to go out there and execute.
Your team's been so successful on the penalty kill. How do you find balance on the power play?
Well, again, we there's a couple things we thought we could maybe tweak a little bit, but again, our personnel's it's the right grouping, and a lot of times it's a game of inches. We talked about Steph's. Whitney of Avoda had a great opportunity, had an open net, had the goalie beat, just missed the net by an inch or so. And I mean, they're just plays like that. I mean, if we get opportunities today, we'll those same chances will wind up going in the net.
Your team has had such positivity, such poise this season, battle tested, I guess I could say. What has been the key to that, those characteristics?
Well, again, I'll always point to leadership. I think we've just got great leadership, not just from our captains, not just from our seniors, but from each and every player in the locker room. I mean, every one of them can provide leadership. I feel they all have in their own way. They go out and they work as hard as they can, and they play for each other. And if you do those three things, that's always going to give you a chance. That's been our philosophy from day one, and I think it's proven to be we've had a chance virtually every game we've played. And again, if we do that same thing today, Kelly, then we're going to have a chance.
I was texting back and forth with Brian last night, and of course he travels with the men's team, and he wanted me to ask you, of course this is a big moment for your team, but how do you ensure the players enjoy this moment and don't get caught up in the moment?
Well, I think it's those are the things we talk about, enjoy it. I mean, but they're the ones that have to go out and do it. And we can go out and as coaches talk about it all we can, but if they stay in the moment, just go out, take it a shift at a time, take it 20 minutes at a time, once that puck drops, it's going to be the same game, and then it's just a matter of that's where everything you've done is going to kick in. And again, I like the leadership on this team. I like the fact, you know, every single game, that's what they've basically done, is gone out there and played for each other, worked hard. And today won't be any different.
Taking a look at your lines, nothing's changed. As a former goaltender yourself, how hard is it to play three games in one weekend?
That won't be a problem at all for either one of these goalies. They've obviously carried the load for their teams all year long, and you know, it's just another game. And like I said, when the puck drops, it's going to be another game for them.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here today and moving on to Grand Forks next weekend?
Well, obviously, when we get our chances, if we can bury him, that'll be huge. I mean, looking back on our opportunities we had yesterday, we had quite a few, including a 2-on-0 shorthanded. AJ made a great move on. It's kind of her signature move, and she had the goalie down and out beat, but just wasn't able to get the puck up over the pad. And those are the types of things that hopefully today you finish on. But again, we need to be real good in our end, picking up people away from the puck, having our heads on a swivel, making sure we're doing a good job in the neutral zone, staying above the puck, not giving them outnumbered chances on a transition, and then get pucks and people to the net as much as we can, try to create as much chaos around Black as we can. Hopefully we can find some loose pucks and get them behind her.
Coach, good luck today. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.